Blog Talk Radio.
Yolanda, I'm just so happy to be a part of this song to remind everyone out there that they should not lose sight of what we're really here for. And you know, I thank you for being a part of it, because you know you're my one now. Come on, let's tell them about this.
Praise the Lord. God is good all the time. I just want to say thank you, God, for giving another breath to breathe to all the wonderful children that you have brought to this world, God. Everybody that's, you know, going through situations in life, no matter what it is, God will get you through it. I want to say shout out to Street Greens the Movement, Mount Calvary Missionary Baptist Church in Temple Hills, Pastor McCray, his wife Nicole, and his daughter Shiloh, and my own daughter, and my own family, and all of my friends and family that definitely support the show. We're going to go to the lines. I'm going to have my co-host today, Miss Susie.
Good Lord, how are you today?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm blessed, Miss Susie. How you doing today, Miss Susie?
Oh, just completely blessed, wholly blessed, just blessed. Thank God I'm here another day, a day we'll never see again, and I'm glad to be here with you.
That's what it is, man. It's a pleasure and an honor to have you on this glorious Sunday, you know, to praise God and give him his praise. Like we also always should give him every single day, you know.
Yes, 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 you're right. God is good. He's there for those who always want him. He's always there, always there.
Mm-hmm. Always there, no matter what. When nobody's around, he's always your best friend, always.
Mm-hmm.
God is good.
Yes, indeed.
God is good. Uh-huh. So today you have a special thing for us today, Miss Susie. Tell the listeners and everybody out there, you know, what exactly today's topic is.
Well, today's topic is Mother's Day. We having a belated Mother's Day. So, you know, I would like for all the mothers who would like to call in to ask any type of questions, or maybe we'll say something to you that you would like to answer back. But it's Mother's Day. We want to give you another day just to praise you, just to know that someone still has their mother here on this earth. Someone is blessed by a good mother. Someone just blessed just by saying, I have my mother. My mother talked to me. My mother taught me this. My mother taught me that. We want to celebrate all mothers today, whether you are aunt mother or sister mother or just somebody babysitting mother. We still want to celebrate you today and let you know that the Lord appreciates you for being a mother.
Mm-hmm. And also, if you have any spiritual readings, you want to have a spiritual reading today, you can call in at 347-826-7722 and get a spiritual reading from Miss Susie today. Anything that's ailing you or bothering you and you just want to hear some true insight on it, you know, you can call in and ask Miss Susie. Also, if you want to have your testimony to be heard, and you want to call in and, you know, give your testimony of how God was good to you and how God brought you through today, call in at 347-826-7722. Or if you have a prayer request, call in there. Or you want to just come to Jesus and come to God today and repent your sins and just come to God, you know, and you just feel like you've gone astray, you can do that today. So we can start off, with Miss Susie, you know. The one thing I want to say about mothers is, you know, the Bible says, honor thy mother and thy father, you know, and the thing about it is that the mother, you know, takes on so much burden, you know, in life, carrying that child for 9 months, you know, whether their child is ailing, you know, the mother does a lot for that child. And we have to give our mothers, not just on Mother's Day, we need to give our mothers praise. You know, for all that they do, your church mother, your real mother, your biological mother, let's just give them praise today, you know.
Yes,
we're going to let you go ahead and take that, Miss Susie. And callers, we see you on the line. We'll come to you in a few. Just hold on tight with us. Go ahead, Miss Susie.
Yes, you need to praise your mother at all times. But, you know, I was also want to praise the people that maybe their daughter or their son went astray, and you know, and they you know, they living in fear for their child, because that's what a mother do. Then you also have mothers out there that their children went the wrong way. Maybe they got on drugs. Maybe they got on alcohol, and they're raising their children. You know, we want to pray that their children get right to be able to come back and get their children. There's a lot of grandmothers today that we need to really praise them, because they turn into be the mothers. And I just want to thank the Lord for taking care of them so they could be able to take care of the children. And we just take the praises as they come along, and they talk to us and tell us what they would like to know from us. And just, you know, just praise God this day that we do have good mothers out here. That, you know, we have mothers that wouldn't even let the neighbor's child go hungry or give the neighbor's child lunch money. You just have to praise God for the mothers that we have out here today, regardless whose mother is it and what makes them become a mother.
Mm-hmm. And that's the truth. We got a couple of callers. You want me to bring the callers in, Miss Susie?
Oh, yes. Yes, please. Mm-hmm.
We got a caller from the 954. Praise God. 954 is a pleasure for you to call in. I guess they got off. Okay. Caller from 617. Praise God. It's an honor to have you on the show.
Hey, praise the Lord. I'm just listening today.
Okay. All right. Is this Garland, the consulting guy?
Yes.
Glad to have you.
Would you like to give us a testimony of you know, how your mother has been good to you, or give God a testimony, you know, give us a testimony of how God has gotten you through, you know?
Well, yeah, I'd just like to say happy belated Mother's Day to my mom, too. You know, I got to be grateful for her. She always looks out for me. I don't know if it's because I'm the only child, but, you know, I'm grateful for it. And whatever she can do, whenever, however she can help me out.
You're blessed to have her. That's what you're saying. You're blessed to have a mother like that, a strong mother. You know, it's good to have a mother, but to know that your mother is strong, and then to let her know that she's also spiritual, and she teaches you about the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
You're blessed. You're absolutely blessed, you know, that you came up and didn't have to go into one of those foster homes, and you know, the rent was always paid. You always had a shelter. You got to think about a lot of things that a mother have to do to even make you get to the age where you are now,
mm-hmm.
you know.
True.
I mean,
I know
it wasn't easy.
Up, so.
Yeah, you know, we all did our thing as we was coming in school. But, you know, when we grow up, that's the purpose of having a mother, to be right there by your side, to tell you your wrong from your right. You know, we be wrong mothers if we don't tell our own child when they're wrong.
Mm.
You know, that's another show. But, you know, a mother has to be truthful to her own. And if she's the right type of mother, she always will be truthful. Whether it hurts her or not, she has to let her child know the truth.
And you know, another thing, I feel like it's God that gives us that divine spirit as a mother to connect with our child.
Within the womb.
And the child already knows that connection and knows as soon as they come out that, hey, that's my mother, you know, and they have that spiritual connection, you know, mother and child. And no matter where their child is, it's is going wrong and then 50 states away or 1,000 miles, the mother would know, because it's a spiritual connection. It's a divine connection.
Yes, it is. It definitely is. And it's just a spiritual connection between the mother and her children. It's just that's how the Lord made it. You can feel when there's something wrong, you know, with your child, or there's something going on with your child. You can tell that. Your mother always look at you and say, come on now, I know what's going on. And, you know, it might be getting on your nerve because she knows what's going on. You don't want to tell her. But mothers know what's going on with their children. They know.
It's the truth. And I want to, you know, say praise God to Now Versus Then. He has his own show. Actually on Blog Talk, and I want to say good morning and God bless you today. Good afternoon, and definitely support them on their show that they do on Blog Talk Radio called Now Versus Then. I'm very blessed to have you in the chat room today. And like I said, our topic is, you know, for those who weren't able to say, you know, belated Mother's Day to their mothers, you know, Happy Mother's Day, and God bless all the mothers here that are here alive, and those who have passed and gone away, and those who are not biological but are still doing motherly duties. We just want to honor that mother. You know, the Bible says, honor thy mother and thy father. And the mother, the natural connection with your child is stronger than anything. A mother will give their limb for their child. You know, that the connection is, I mean, not to take away from the fathers now, okay, but the mother will sacrifice her own well-being for her child, you know, and that is what, you know, the divine honor, and I have to give praise. I even have to give praise to my own mother. You know, I might go back and forth with her, but regardless, God gives you one mother. You got one mother in his life. You got people, you know, that your church mother and stuff, but God gives you one mother. You know, and I have to give her praise for all that she does do, what she can do for me and what she has done to make me strong and instill these values in me to make me the strong woman that I am today. And I have to praise God for that. And God is good all the time. God is good all the time, you know. And, you know, I know you had a couple of words and stuff for us today, a scripture. Actually, Miss Susie, you want to go ahead and do that for the people?
I had two. Do you know which one I was supposed to be spitting out first? You know,
what I wanted to do is
since this is a belated Mother's Day, I wanted to let the mothers know that If you haven't taken the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, that you can, and the way that you can is just believe and ask him to come into your heart and believe that he's there and watch the difference that come upon your life. And, you know, read his scriptures and learn to try to get yourself a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. But to accept him is the first step, is to accept him in your heart. And believe that he's there and take it from there. That's one thing that I wanted to let all the mothers know, because, you know, we're having a hard time today. We're losing a lot of jobs and people losing their homes and cars and all that little luxury stuff that maybe one day they finally was able to get, and now they're losing it. But you have to, you know, look towards the Lord for your living and not towards the world. And once you look towards the Lord, you'll be all right. You wouldn't worry about what's going on, because you know he will provide for you. And that's what I really wanted all the mothers to really look for, because the mothers is the one that if the guy decides to walk, the mother's the one left with the child. If the child decides to walk, the grandmother is the one that's left with the child. So, you know, I'm asking all mothers, grandmothers, and whatever it takes for you to get yourself together, to trust in the Lord, you know, to believe in him, to believe that he will provide for you, you know, to take some time out each day and pray to him and see the difference in your life. You know, give God the glory and see the difference. You know, it might seem hard at the beginning, but God is good. He has never turned his back on us. It's us that walk away from him. So, you know, I ask for the mothers, you know, pray a little more often, you know, seek out for your gifts and stuff that you want from the Lord. You know, don't let man be your only answer. You know, go to the Lord for your problems. Take it to him and leave it. And when I say take it to him and leave it, I don't mean for you to pray for it and then get up and say, wow, let me call so-and-so on the phone and tell him my problem. I don't mean it that way. I mean for you to give it to him and walk away and leave it and watch him solve it. You know, and I pray that you understand what I just said. And if you don't understand what I just said, you know, call us up and I'll explain it to you. I'll explain it again. I explain it the best way I possibly can to you. But I'm asking you to seek out for the Lord for everything that you need and watch him praise and help you back. Thank you.
And that's true. You know, All I want you guys to do, you know, if you know it in your heart and you feel like maybe, you know, you might have gone astray, or you feel like you were in a dark time in your life and you feel like you just want to let everything go and shed yourself, because the devil is a liar. He will try to attack you in every shape or form that he can, basically destroy you. But the devil is a liar and God is good. And if you want to bring yourself to God and you want to find that spirit with God and just know that God is right there. And I'm going to tell you one thing. A lot of people think that sometimes God turns his back. God never turns his back on you.
Never.
You know, never turns his back on you. Sometimes we decide that we want to take another path other than the path that God has before us. Now, today, if you feel like you might have been in a dark place in your life, it's okay. God forgives all. God forgives all. God is there no matter what. When there's nobody to be found, no friend, no foe, anybody, God is there. Call upon him in a small room anywhere. If you're out there, you're homeless, you're going through something, or you just feel like you're sick, you're ill, God takes care of you no matter what. Call in at 347-826-7722 if you have a testimony of why God has helped you or how he has helped you in your life. Call in. Call in, definitely, you know. And I want to thank Vite Linkim from New Zealand. Good morning to you. Definitely, you know, for coming through. You know, definitely, you know, you are definitely, you know, welcomed, and it's a blessing to have you here. Now and then, check out Now and Then at www.blogtalkradio.com/now-versus-then. You know, and the thing about it is, come to Jesus, come to God, and there's no in-between person. A lot of us think there's an in-between person that you have to go through to go to God. If you call on him, he'll come no matter what. You know, it's been plenty of times in my life, I give my own testimony, when I should have been dead. I done had a gun put to my head. I done had times when, you know, somebody tried to, you know, attack me. And with my asthma. But God has helped me through it, and I'm here. I'm a living testimony. I'm homeless. I done been there, been through that, and God has got me through. There's been times when I didn't know when I was going to be able to, you know, pay a bill or how I was going to feed my child, how I was going to feed myself. But God gave me the strength to make it through. And that's what you have to remember. God gets you through. And to all the mothers, I know sometimes you feel in your heart, sometimes you feel like, I can't do it, I got five kids. There's some women that got three kids, one child, and they feel like, I don't know if I can make it anymore. He just divorced me, you know, I'm here. I've never been on my own by myself. God, call on God and he'll get you through it. And how many days, people, let me ask you, how many days in our lives have we said that this is the worst day of my life and God has gotten you through it? I know you've been there, Miss Susie and Garland.
Oh, yes. But on that, what you was just saying there, and you were talking about how the devil likes to interfere, is one thing you have to realize is don't give the devil no attention. You know, if you see somebody getting ready to do something to you, just call Jesus. Just call his name. You know, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. You know, and learn to thank him for the things that you do have, even if you do have five children and all y'all have is a loaf of bread and some beans. That's the day. You thank God for that. You don't know what you're going to have tomorrow. You never give up. Don't ever think that the devil got hold of you when you already accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. You have to remember that story about Job, how they just tried to tear him apart. And they didn't, even his wife wanted him to give up on his God. But he said he wouldn't. You know, so God knows everything that's going on with you. Don't ever give up. Just thank him as the day go on and watch the days get better. Like
yes,
they
sir.
Say, you watch as well as pray.
And that's nothing but the truth. That's nothing but the truth. You know, and God, no matter what, I'm telling you, God will see you through it. You know, it's just the fact of us believing. Sometimes I think some people might be even scared. You scared to believe? You know?
Tell me about it. Yeah, go ahead, girl. Preach it.
You know,
tell me.
Are you scared to believe that there is some divine, you know, help out there that is honestly here to really help you? Whatever storm you're going through, God can get you through. Just try one day. I challenge you today, listeners, people out there, and I feel your spirits. I challenge you today, take out one day and pray on something hard. Pray on it, whatever it is, whatever's ailing you with it, pray on it and see if there's no change. If there ain't no change, then call me a liar. You know, but pray on it. Pray on it. And I'm not talking about pray on it a little bit or, you know, play with it. Pray on it with the most sincerity that you have in your heart and be honest with yourself and God and pray on it. And pray on it. And be true to it, you know. You know, and the thing is, you know, with us, you know, with change in our lives, change comes by the willing and change comes by force. Sometimes you're wondering why, oh, I'm stagnated right now. I can't move. I can't change. I'm not in a place where I really want to be. Why? Because we surround ourselves with a lot of negative things, a lot of dead weight, a lot of dead weight. And God is telling you right now it's time to erase those people. I'm gonna tell you, those people that are looking in their cell phones, and you look at the amount of people that's in your cell phone that have nothing to do with your productivity in life or your growth in life, they don't need to be in your cell phone, because all they're going to do is keep dragging you down. Like those crabs in the barrel, they're going to keep dragging you down. God wants your spirit to grow every single day. Those people that you surround yourself with, all they want to do is mooch on you, or all they want to do is say, hey, you can't be successful in what you're trying to do in life. All those people that sit here that want to come and counteract in the goodness that you're trying to do, or you're trying to do something good, and they say, why are you helping that people? Because God told me to help those people. You need to get rid of them. Sometimes it's hard to strip them away, but you have to let go. And you'll feel, you will honestly feel how much lighter you will feel with all that burden. You will feel so good. You will feel so good about doing it.
And you're right. And you're absolutely right. And another thing, if you don't know how to get rid of them, all you got to do is put it in your prayer. And you ask the Lord that, you know, get rid of those ones that shouldn't be around me. You can put it in your prayer. You don't have to do nothing. All of a sudden, you're going to be hearing from these people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but you put it in God's hand. You know, you let him take care for you, and he will. He knows who should be around you and who shouldn't be around you. But you have to be able to know that there is a God and he is real. And when we have these things happening to the world, where do you think they're coming from? They're not coming out of the blue sky. There's a God don't like certain things that we are doing, and he puts his action down here. If you don't believe it, read the Bible. Everything we're going through is in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And you know history repeats itself.
Hey, it might be a different time.
That's right.
Might be a different story, but really it's the same story, okay?
Right.
The same story, okay? And the thing about it is that people from years and years, from Babylon and before Christ and on for Christ, have gone through the same things we've gone through, and we've made it through. So don't think your story is different.
That's right.
Don't think your story is different at all. But what you need to do is open up your mind, open up, you know what I'm saying, your heart, you know, because when you close your heart, it's harder to receive God when God wants to come into your life, you know.
And he will not force his way in there. You would have to accept him in there.
Mm-hmm. And that's the truth, you know. You cannot sit here and say, oh man, I can't do this. Oh man, my life is this, that, and third. What is that thing that scripture in the Bible? I think you know what I'm talking about. We sit here and say, oh well, you need to stop waiting for somebody to hand you something in life. A lot of us are so what do we call it? In our comfort zones, right? And we get stuck in our comfort zones in our life where we feel like, oh, I'm content. Are you really content with yourself? Are you really walking a good path in your life? Are you even trying to be righteous in any kind of way? And we feel like, oh, okay, well, God's just going to hand it to us, or somebody's going to come around and just hand me, or that Mr. Right or Mrs. Right is just going to come and save me for my life. What is that? What's that scripture in the book where God said the gentleman was sitting in the water, and he was like, oh, God's going to come save me? And he sent a boat, he sent a helicopter, he sent all kinds of stuff, a raft. And he said, no, God's going to come save me. And then he died, right?
Right.
And then So he's going to see, he's like, what happened? Well, I sent you a boat. I sent you a helicopter. I sent you everything that you can help yourself with, but you didn't utilize it.
Right.
You know?
Right.
You know, a lot of us are so stuck on waiting for that wonderful thing that just happened to us when we really need to go out there and go get it. God will help along the way, but God can't do everything. He wants you to stand on your own two feet and go out there and get it. But he's always there for you no matter what, you know. But on that note, stay on the line with me, Miss Susie. I'm going to go ahead and play a song for the people, you know. Hopefully, you know, whatever storm you're going through, hopefully through this, you know, session of this time that we're on Lush Radio Gospel with my co-host, Miss Susie, and all the callers, that, you know, you'll find some kind of way or some, you know, uplifting today, and hopefully your storm will be over. The storm is over now, and we'll be back after this song.
You're listening to Lush Radio Online. Lush Radio Online.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Give you praise. I'm my official sponsor today, Diverse Media Group, LLC. All the media that you need, make sure you download the toolbar. Definitely check with them. Also, Digital Fantasy Media that does all our professional voiceovers, and Strictly Bunt One, the clothing line, and also www.misszuzzie.com, MZSUZZIE, and also Street Queens, the movement, and Lush Radio Gospel, .ning.com. Go to Lush Radio Gospel for all your gospel needs, and put in, if you have prayer requests, go ahead and put it in there, and we'll definitely, you know, bring them on and definitely do a prayer for them. Miss Susie, do you want to go ahead and once again let the people know if they want to bring themselves to God today, you know, they have a chance to?
Oh, yes, they can just they can accept the Lord Jesus Christ. If they accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior and believe that He is the Lord Jesus Christ, their Savior, and have let Him come into their hearts, they will be saved that way also. It's a way of letting God know that I'm welcoming you in my heart. I'm willing to hear what you have to say to me. I'm willing to pray to you more than I prayed before. I'm willing to sacrifice your ways. I'm willing to look over your 10th commandments. I'm willing to confess my sins. This is all you get when you accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior in your heart. And that's all you have to do to move on to the next level with the Lord. And
yeah.
and let yourself be blessed from here on out.
Yeah, and also, you know, can you tell the people, you know, if they really want to be, you know, fine, if they are and they believe they're in their spiritual realm with God, tell them more about like fasting and doing like a whole month of fast, doing like at least a 3-day fast, and you know, a whole month of solitude and prayer and stuff. Tell them more about that, you know, Miss Susie, if it's something they
would. Well, I tell you, you know. God hits people, everybody different. You know, He does different things for each one of His children in life. But, you know, me, myself, I wanted to learn more about God. I wanted to have a personal relationship with Him. So I picked a time every week, the same time, the certain day of that week, and I would be there on time just to pray to Him. And when I was doing that, all of a sudden He started stripping me from things that He didn't want me to come to Him and pray. He changed my garments that I had to come and pray. He made the ground where I prayed at sacred. You know, so when you go to God just in prayer, He changes you the way He wants you. He will talk to you and let you do what He wants you to do. And the best thing is to be obedient. That's how you go to your next step. And if you feel that you can't get it that way, you can fast. If you really want something to come out for you, just fast. You could take away something that you really like, your cigarettes, your candy, whatever it is. And you know, you let the Lord know, I'm fasting for such and such a time, and I'm doing this because of the love of you. I want to hear from you. However you wanted to put it down, you can fast and do that. You could do a lot of things to be able to hear from the Lord. If you can pray constantly 3 times a day or whatever, just to let Him know you want His attention, you want to hear from Him, and you put this all in your prayer, and you will hear from Him, and you'll have that ear to hear from Him. But don't forget, the Lord comes on His time, not yours. You must have patience when you pray to the Lord, but you will get an answer.
And, you know, I'm a testimony also for that. When I was doing Lush Radio, I was doing it. I said, I got all these contacts. What's the next level? What I do? I need to do. And you know how, like, God sends you messages. I mean, to you, it might be a wino or just me, a regular woman or a regular child. But God sent that person to give a message to you. It might not be a person that's meant for you to stay with. And you
right.
might, you know, it's just a person for that day to give you that message. This messenger came to me and said, Do you want to move to the next level in your life, and you want to really see what's the next step? And I was like, yeah. I'm thinking, oh, maybe I have to, you know, pay for it or do something or whatever, you know, or what, you know. He's like, no, you have to strip yourself of three things that you like the most. And, I mean, well, actually two things that you like the most. He said, all you have to do is fast for 3 days, any 3 days within a month. You have to stop having sex. You have to stop drinking. And if you can do that, God will give you your revelation by the end of that time. And it happened. And I decided, you know, I was going to do PR and do publicity, and then everything came through with my media, marketing, and everything that I'm doing now, you know, which took me to the next level. And I'm going to go on another fast because it's time for my next step in my life with a lot of decisions that I have to do. And I have to go on a fast. Usually when you want to really see that vision of what's the next step in your life, it's good to call on God because he'll show you the right way instead of that. You know, sometimes we want to control our own destiny.
Right.
And we want to, you know, basically you say, hey, I don't want to do it this way. I want to do it my way. Sometimes your way doesn't always work out. How many times do you say, oh, I'm going to do it my way, instead of putting it in God's hands and, you know, it works out better. When I've noticed once I put it in God's hands, it works out better. When I do it my way, sometimes it doesn't always work, you know. So I'm telling you, man, sometimes you just have to put it in God's hands. And some things we have to come to grips with ourselves that some things are out of our control. And God has to do something with it. He has to take control of it, you know. And if Miss Susie agrees with me, I have this song. It's called Regina Bell, God is Good, you know. And we have to tell, you know, when you wake up in the morning, you gotta understand what is an honor and something so wonderful to have the ability to be able to wake up every day. Every morning.
And thank them. That's right. And thank them as your feet. You thank them as your feet hit the ground. And you take your God seriously. You praise him like he would praise nothing else, because that is your God. And trust me, he will see you through regardless what it is.
And that's the truth. I mean, just, you know, that ability to wake up every day, no matter what's ailing you, no matter if your feet hurt, he wakes you up every morning. So you can see a new bright day.
That's right.
Put food on your table when you don't know if you're going to have food. No matter if it's beans, just bread, but he puts food on your table. When in that line and you're strapped for change and you don't have no change to pay that last, and you got to feed your kids, and somebody comes along and gives you that extra change you need, that's God. God is good.
God is good.
God is good. You want to open up that business, and you don't have nobody to call on, and somebody comes out the blue and say, hey, take this money and continue with your business. God is good.
Mm-hmm.
God is good all the time, and I got to give him praise. I got to play this song, man. So you go ahead and, you know, if you want to shout, you want to get up, you know, give him praise, you want to get on your knees, you want to do whatever you want to do, but I want you to find kind of ministry in this song, and really, really thank God for all that he does, you know. So I'm going
to just ask her to come up and just take us back, if she doesn't mind. Regina Bell, would you come up and just bless us tonight? Come on and greet with me, Marty, Grammy Award winner, Regina Bell.
Praise the Lord. God is just good. God is just good. Did you hear what I said? God is just good. I need about three more witnesses to just testify with me when I say that God is just good, and he's good all by himself. it's an old song that my brother wrote for me. We going back to the old show. I just need y'all to clap your hands for me. Can we do that?
Come rescue me, I need you right.
Yes, sir. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. God is good, man. I love me some smoke. I need to get him on this show, man, for real. I love Smokey Norfolk. Man, whew. If you didn't get no deliverance today, I don't know what you're doing.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, you got to be able to, you know, to say hallelujah. That's the highest praise you can give him is hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We have made it this far through in the day. You know, it's just time to say another prayer. I thank you for so far making this part of the day. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. I want you, Miss Susie, basically, you know, I want you guys to check out www.MissSuzie.com, MZSUZZIE.com to get your spiritual readings. If now we have a couple of minutes left. If you do want to call in and get your spiritual reading, but you have to be precise on what you want her to read about you. She'll be right now while you're in the chat room. She could be seeing a vision on you right now. So, you know, so it is what it is. If you have something about business or anything that's bothering you and you just want to have, you know, or something just about yourself that you want her to talk to you about, or you want to see a question for her to answer it, you know, call in 347-826-7722. Don't hesitate. Or if you want to just go to the site and check her out, you can do that. Or you can check some of my prize shows that she was on and see some of her work. Or also, you can go ahead and call in. And, you know, if you want to bring yourself to God and you feel like you want to do that right now, go ahead and bring yourself to God right now. If you feel the urge, come to the altar. Come here today and come bring all your sins. Come bring everything that's ailing you, anything that's bothering you, and bring it. And bring it to God right now. Call in at 347-826-7722. We're here to accept you. You know, this show is come as you are. This is our online church. Come as you are.
That's
you
right.
know, come as
they
you
let
are.
Nothing stop you, nothing.
You know, just come as you are and bring it, you know, and we're here for you. But we're going to go into prayer, and we're going to let Miss Susie, you know, leave us off with a prayer. This prayer is going out to everybody out there in the chat room, our friends and family, for ourselves, anybody that's ailing, anybody that's going through anything, Miss Susie, and I ask you all to bow your heads at this moment in time, wherever you are.
Lord Jesus Christ, I want to thank you for coming in the midst between us today, Father God. I also want to ask, Father God, would you please lift up everybody who's listening to this program according to your needs, Father God. And I pray to God, Father, that you will look upon the sick, the homeless, the prostitutes, or anybody that needs you, Father, who really don't know you. And I also pray, Father God, everybody who's listening will take a time and a moment to pick up the book and read some of your words, Father God. And I pray that you lift up everybody who far as their needs is concerned, their homes, their food situation, their money situation, Father God. You are the Almighty. We need you, Lord. We need you at all times. So I'm asking you, Father, in the name of Jesus, to look upon us and give us towards your needs what we might be needing, Lord, and bless us all. And anybody who have a business, I pray that the Lord will prosper you in your business. But I also pray that you keep on praying so he can help you in your business. And I also want to pray and ask the Lord to help those who don't believe that you are there, Father God, to let them keep praying so they'll know that you're there, so to be able to hear from you, Father God. We are your sheep and you are our shepherd, and we want to hear from the shepherd because we want to be led the same way. I thank you, Lord. I thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. Thank you for blessing us. Thank you for being in the midst. I thank you, Lord. Thank you for this day. Thank you in the name of Jesus. And I also thank you for Lust Radio Show, so we can meet people who don't know you and we can teach them about you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you with all my heart. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. God is good. You know, and for all of you out there, man, if you just want to, you know, go and find a little quiet space and just, you know, call on him. He'll be there. He might not be there when you want him, but he's always on time, you know. And remember, God is good. Don't forget that. You know, forget that. And God praise all the mothers out there, the fathers out there, brothers and sisters out there, everybody, you know. And all those people that are having birthdays in the month of May, God bless you, and God gave you another day to be here. And thank God for you on your born day. God loves you. I love you. Miss Susie loves you. We all love you. And, you know, hey, praise God. Thank you for another day. Lush Radio Gospel, each and every Sunday at 3:30. And also you can check out the pre-recorded shows on www.lustradiogospel.ning.com. You can post in your prayer requests, and you can ask any kind of questions you want, and you can post up your business as long as it's something positive. You can go on there and, you know, praise God, you know. And if you got your church that wants to be recognized or anything, or your pastor, you want us to give your pastor a shout out or your church a shout out, call in. You know, we're here each and every Sunday. And thank you. Thank you, Miss Susie. I'm glad that you came in here today. It was good.
God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you too.
Love you.
love you too, man. And I'm going to play that one more time. God is good. You know, remember that all the time. Let's Radio yeah. Online.
I'm going to just ask her to come up and just take us back, if she doesn't mind. Regina Bell, would you come up and just bless us tonight? Come on and greet with me, Marty, Grammy Award winner, Regina Bell.
Praise the Lord. God is just good. God is just good. Did you hear what I said? God is just good. I need about three more witnesses to just testify with me when I say that God is just good, and he's good all by himself. Here's an old song that my brother wrote for me. We're going back to the old show. I just need y'all to clap your hands for me. Can we do that? Bless y'all. Thank y'all so much.